The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
How do you think Betty and I, and with all the contacts and communication opportunities we have, how can we best help you grow spiritually? How can we help you overcome the battles and the difficulties and challenges that you face? How can we help you walk over the enemy like dirt?
James and Betty want to hear from you so they can help you grow in your faith and walk in confidence with Jesus. Next on Life Today.
I'm so glad you joined. You know, Betty, God told us to call the family in the family room and help the family get to know the Father. Well, I feel like, and now listen to me, I don't feel like I've ever needed the family in the family room more than right now, because, Betty, I need the family, not only your prayers. And by the way, you, the family, have no idea how much you have carried us on your shoulders oftentimes. And when you have seen what the Father wants, you make it immediately clear you're in agreement with the Father. And when you believe it's possible to effectively put the Father's arms around the suffering, those He gave His Son to die for, you immediately want to do it. Betty, our viewers have made it possible for us to fulfill our Father's vision all over the world many times.
They really have. You really have. We couldn't do, been able to reach all the people, all these precious children's lives have been saved because you've joined with us, not only in prayer, but in your giving. So thank you so, so much.
Well, you know, when you talk about, like, just in feeding alone, 18 million children's lives saved from starvation, which was reported now nearly 10 years ago already, and we've not even asked since, but we were so amazed at what was happening, and you were too, but you were saving lives, you were giving life because of the love of God that throbbed in your heart. But now here's what I want you to hear. Now, Betty and her both, and I know she says, why, when you tell people how old you are, do you tell them I'm basically the same age? Well, we're both 80, about to be 81, okay? Now, 62 years I've been preaching. 60 years we've been married, 61. And let me just make this clear to you. If I were not able to stand on her shoulders, I would not be able to sit here and talk to you. Now, and I want you to listen closely. This could be the most important program, and the programs that we do this week, the most important we've ever done, because the future, not only of what I believe God wants to do with us, but what He wants to do through His body, His family, on His planet, for His glory, and to fulfill His will and His kingdom purpose on His earth, beyond anything that's ever happened in history. Prior to the return. Now remember, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all nations, then He comes. The gospel of the kingdom has not been preached in even 70% of the nations. I can promise you that. The gospel of the kingdom is not even understood by people in this area, in the advanced United States. It's supposed to be, in many ways, very advanced. But in understanding spiritually, we have the same challenge the disciples had. With the greatest teacher teaching them, they still didn't understand what it is to do the kingdom purpose and His will on His earth now, that it can happen, that His will can be done on earth. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not wishful thinking. That's a prayer we were taught to pray. Jesus said, the kingdom is at hand. The King is here. Then He said, the kingdom of heaven is in you. The disciples didn't really seem to understand it. Then after the resurrection, He came back and He said, the kingdom of heaven is in you in resurrection power. They didn't get it, but as I preached to you many times in the last weeks, the kingdom power got them when they were in the upper room and carried them out and carried them through the book of Acts. They still didn't understand it fully. Well, we're going to have an opportunity to help the whole church understand that God's will can be done through His family, His church, His body, connected to one another, submitted to the one head. His will can be done on His earth. That's what we're going to be praying for. But here's what I want our viewers to understand. As surely as you have carried us to the ends of the earth to put God's arms around the people He gave His Son to die for, you are going to help right now James and Betty and our ministry hear more clearly than ever the exact perfect will of God for us at this time. A little later, I'm going to give you an address, a place that you can write or email and make suggestions or ask questions. But here's what I want to know. How do you think Betty and I, and with all the contacts and communication opportunities we have, how can we best help you grow spiritually? How can we help you overcome the battles and the difficulties and challenges that you face? How can we help you walk over the enemy like dirt, like a scorpion, like a spider under your feet? How can we better help you do that? I want you to talk to us. Today, I want you to be praying with us that God will show us exactly what He wants us to do. And I want you to hear today how I'm convinced this 80-year-old couple who will spend the last part of our life primarily focusing our time on you, the viewers, and the people that we together as a family seek together to put God's loving arms around and get them in the shelter and shadow of the Almighty. You know, Betty, I've shared it with our viewers. You were stunned when you knew the little boy that once stayed with your pastor and his wife until he was five, and then my mother took me away, as you know, and I went into total poverty. For 10 years, I lived in hell. And when you hear psychologists saying today that the main age when you are shaping a person is from 5 to 15, well, Betty, I was shaped by the most awful forces. So that when I met you after my father had come back, who had raped my mother and gotten her pregnant, and when the doctor wouldn't abort me, well, that's when she put an ad in a paper and I ended up in a pastor's home, and I thought they were my mommy and daddy, except my mother would come and get me for a few days. And the thing I remember is, Betty, when she would take me, I wouldn't know where I was going. And the pastor and his wife said, you have to go with her now for a few days. She would leave me with people while she worked. And Betty, I would press my little 3-4-year-old nose up against the screen, staring all day long, wondering if my mother was coming back. And I really think that contributed to me looking at people who feel like they've been left. All over the world, we've been able to put our arms around people like that. Well, Betty, when you met me at 15, I think I was the most damaged goods on the planet. And somehow you were attracted to me. Can you tell me, and I don't think you could tell how damaged I was, but why were you even attracted to me? Because you were the most amazingly sweet, beautiful, the purest person and girl I had ever seen. Why were you even drawn to me to spend time with me?
Well, first of all, I thought you were pretty cute.
Something
and still
happened.
Are. But no, I thought too, you're living with the pastor and his wife. You know, there's got to be something there in this shy guy that would hardly even talk. And I was shy too, so we didn't have real talkative dates, did we? We'd eat out a lot. But anyway, I just saw I don't know if I can describe it, James, but I just thought you were inside a good person and a good guy. And we enjoyed each other's company.
Well, I think I was as damaged as any boy's ever been. I feel like when you first dated me, you know, I had been exposed at age 12 or so to Playboy, the first edition with Marilyn Monroe. And I always thought that girls were the prettiest thing God ever made. And I was always attracted to all beauty. I mean, just the marvel of beauty. And like I said, I was attracted there, but I was damaged deeply. And I could almost say that when you met me, you met a boy that was deeply damaged. And yet I want to tell you that the purity that was in you and the love, and I even told you, whatever you do, don't you ever compromise, because you're the most amazing person I ever met. And you know what I realized? I realized that this beautiful girl, by the way, I'd never had another date. I didn't have a car, I didn't have a home, I didn't have a house to live in that was ever stable. I moved 17 times, 10 years, people didn't know me. And I dated an angel. And you just, you loved me. And I want you to know that you became God's healing balm in my life. You were the great ointment of God, His holy oil that He put on me through this beautiful girl. And you started the process of transforming a boy that I think could have been as damaged, you know, in self-defense, trying to protect me and my mother, who my father had come back in our home, the one who had raped her and gotten her pregnant, that he tried to kill her and thought he had. And then he was going to kill me, and he didn't know, but I had gotten a rifle, and I nearly shot my father. I would have been a 14-year-old that would have killed his own dad. And just a miracle of God. And Betty, I believe it was the prayers of that Baptist church that you went to with Brother and Miss Hale that never stopped praying for a little boy. But I believe the prayers of those people put you in my life. And I want to look at you in front of the whole world. And I want to say that this instrument of God, this precious witness who wanted to please God so much, she started the transformation of my life. And because I knew what it was to be damaged deeply, and I knew what it was to experience the miracle of God, right before my 18th birthday when He called me to preach, the shyest kid on the planet, but when He called me, it was like He dropped His power and His love and His ability all over me instantly. I mean, I was just bathed in His power, and it was something to see. And you know, together, we watched God move mountains. Within a year, Billy Graham had seen what God was doing with me, and he said, "You're the most amazing sight I've ever seen. You're just a teenager." And he helped me, and then I was able to help his family and bless him and bless Franklin. But the point is, this change in my life started with a girl. How do you explain that? I mean, what was going on when you were you amazed at what happened to me when he called me to preach?
Oh my goodness, yeah, I could not believe it because it's so different than who I knew you to be as far as outgoing. You weren't outgoing. You were very shy, like I said before. But you know, James, I don't know, there was just something in my heart that God instilled there. And a lot of times we have to start the journey with God before we can know the gifts He's put within us. And I didn't know that it was necessarily a gift, but I look back and I think it was a gift of goodness that I wasn't really feeling like I was capable of having. But for, I wanted to please God so much. I wanted Him to be pleased. I think it was more that I wanted God to be pleased with this vessel, with this girl that tried so hard to be good. But just knowing that God was pleased with me, that meant so much to me. And so maybe that was a part that you saw that was good to you, was that I wanted to please God. But when He called you to preach, my goodness, did God light a fire in your heart and in your soul? And I caught it because even though I knew all the right things to do, I didn't know Him like I saw you come to know Him. And it lit my fire. And I actually got saved after we started dating. Been good, done all things right, like I said. But it's that personal experience that means so much that God's waiting for us to ask Him in. And I finally did that before we got married. And I'm so grateful that I did. And so thank you. You're thinking me, but thank you for allowing God to do what He began in your heart, because I caught it.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, when she married damaged goods, I did fail. I missed the mark. I want to make sure you understand something. Everybody's missed the mark except Jesus. There's only one perfect person. It's Jesus. Even the great people in the Bible, the father of our faith, Abraham, he made a mess. He tried to help God get a baby. He committed immorality. He got his wife to commit immorality. He lied. He got her to lie. And yet God used him. I mean, you look at King David. I mean, it's the most amazing thing how that shepherd boy that could kill the bear and the lion to protect the sheep and then bring Goliath down, how he could look out of the balcony and lust and commit adultery and commit murder. And then think about it. When he repented and he said, "I know what's wrong. My sin is ever before me. I don't want it." When he repented, David wrote his greatest works after his miserable failure. Look at Solomon. How is the man the wisest, even still in the Bible, when he talked about He had 1,000 wives, for God's sake, surrounded by women. He understood that. But at the end, he talked about the emptiness of life, the vanity of it all. But look what he shared. Look how God used Simon Peter after he denied Jesus 3 times, and he became second only to the Apostle Paul as the lead apostle in the early church. God uses broken vessels. Betty, I failed, and you picked me up. You held on to me. You just love God. I couldn't get you to compromise. Why did you have such a commitment to just want to be good? Everybody wants to know, Betty, where'd that come from?
It came from God. I know that. It's just something about, I wanted to please Him more than anything. And I wanted every part of my being, everything about me, to look like Him and to express His love. And so I guess that's part of it. That's a big part of it.
Let me just say here in front of all of our viewers, and you are so special. I wish you knew. You don't even know. Maybe you sent a small gift. Maybe you sent a big gift. Maybe you sent $1,000 or more. I don't know, to help us put God's arms around people. But you're so special. And you know that if you would pray for us right now, I think we could help God's family begin to look more like Him. And I think we could help get all people in the arms of God if His family would put those loving arms out together. And I think together we can inspire that. So I want you to hear me say this to Betty. Betty, because you held on to God, you didn't want to fail God. I could never move her the wrong way even if I tried. You say, you ever try? I'm so sorry. I made a lot of mistakes. God uses broken, defeated vessels. God uses the weak. God uses those that miss the mark. And if we want to please Him, He so faithfully reaches down into any pit that we may have been thrown in, we may have fallen in, or we may have dug with horrible actions. But He reaches down. He's looking, saying, I want to lift you up. I want to put you on an unshakable, solid foundation. This girl, time and again, stood right by Him, lifting me up. All right, I want you to join with us in the deepest work Life Outreach, Life Today, has ever accomplished. I want us to join together as a family. I want to inspire His family to lose their life, to see His dream. Now listen to me, to see the Father's dream come true. He fulfilled a lot of our dreams. He promised that if we would lose our life for His kingdom purpose, He would fulfill our desires. That's amazing. He said to me when I said, God, why have you blessed me with so many of my dreams that had even become idols? Have you blessed me so much? He said, because even when you put beautiful things ahead of me, I knew that you and Betty wanted to live your life for my kingdom purpose, even though you didn't understand it. So I did fulfill so many of your dreams, but you wanted to fulfill mine. And now then, Betty, as clearly as I think we can understand it at this point, and we're going to all grow to understand it more, I want to live my life to see the Father's dream fulfilled, where His will is done on His earth. His kingdom purpose is fulfilled. His will done on His earth as it is in heaven. And the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, preached in all nations. And then He comes for the bride that looks like Him. I want you to join with us more than ever. And you can contact that address right there and say, James, here's what I think you can do for me and for the church. You and your wife and your family and your ministry. Here's what I think we can do together, and we want to ask you some questions. And you do that, and we're going to find a way to help you and answer them. I want you to look at something that Betty, when I saw this today, it really tore me up. I want you to look at what love does. I want you to look at what the enemy is doing and what love enables us to do for people who are being totally destroyed by the enemy. And I think we're going to have one of the greatest responses today we've ever had in the history of our ministry, to put God's arms around desperately defeated prisoners that God's love can set free if we'll join together. Watch prayerfully.
Predators target vulnerable children, innocent children. They are being bought and sold for sex and labor.
Right now and every day, there are millions of children that are suffering. They're suffering in homes, they're suffering on the streets, they're suffering in motels and hotels, and even brothels. They use them to make money off of them. And this is happening every day.
So when we look at these big numbers of statistics that are just demotivating, what we choose to do is we just choose to focus on the one. We work alongside law enforcement, and so we rescue one today. We rescue one tomorrow. We rescue one next week, because every single child matters to God. And so then they have to matter to us.
Sweetheart, I wish you could hear me. I hear you, and our viewers hear you. I wish all of you could know that, you know, over the last 20 years or more, we've saved thousands and thousands of girls from sexual trafficking. And when I say we, I'm talking about all of us together, because we couldn't do it. Betty and I are really good givers, because we love to give love and we love to give life, and we love to help people be set free. Right now, we have opportunities that are greater than any we've ever had, and the need is greater. I say, Father, I'm so sorry that men can be so distracted by the beauty of a girl, the beauty of sex, and be so twisted by it until it's totally abnormal and even damagingly destructive. Please, dear God, help us help those precious girls and boys that are damaged, in Jesus' name. Would you consider making the largest gift you can right now? And we're asking you to help us by making gifts. It costs an average of $128 to begin the process of setting a child free, getting one of these girls free. We reach them, rescue them, and restore. That's the process, and you can do that. Could you give $1,280 and rescue 10? Well, here's the beautiful thing. Right now, we've got a $320,000 matching gift, which means that if you rescue one, $128, you just rescued two. If you say, well, we're going to rescue 10, we can make a $1,280 gift, you just rescued 20. Would you join us in the miracle of putting God's loving arms around people? If you've ever seen people who needed to be free, who needed to be loved, Betty, to know that somebody cares, and we can show these girls God's love. That's what our viewers do.
Absolutely. And I know your heart was touched, as mine was, as we listened to these beautiful children, their desperation. They have nowhere to go. They have no one to turn to but us. And we can reach out and make the difference. If we join our hearts and our hands together, we can do so much that the Lord is waiting upon us together to reach out and rescue the little ones.
Well, you've helped us literally give life and give a home and give a future to tens of thousands of girls all over the world, most the third world, but also even here. Please, right now, would you go and get your bank card, and would you use it like a check? If you write a check, make it to life. Make the largest gift you can, knowing you're giving the greatest gift, you're giving life. We have a beautiful gift. This is worship, wisdom, and wonder. This is the Psalms and the Proverbs, and it is so beautifully presented in the Passion Translation. And here's a beautiful picture. It is literally a picture of the water of life flowing freely that can flow into us and through us like a river. And we also have the bronze. Would you make the best gift you can now, please? And you keep praying with us that together we'll be the family God wants us to be. Please get that card. Use it like a check. If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail, what you're putting on the card. Would you do that? Thank you so much.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 Mission Rescue gift will be doubled to $64. To say thank you for your gift, we'll send you Worship, Wisdom, and Wonder. The pages of this beautifully crafted book are rich with words that will inspire you as you experience the worship found in Psalms. Receive life-giving direction through the wisdom of Proverbs and be reminded of the wonder of our God. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Refuge of Life framed artwork, a beautiful matted picture frame with printed scripture that reminds you to set your mind on worship through the words of Isaiah 44:3. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, when I think about this, Hans, you're given the water of life. And we send this for the gifts of $1,280, but you won't just rescue 10, now you'll rescue 20. And I hope you'll do all you can. And join us in the next program, because we're going to be asking you to help us walk out the next phase of our life. As an 80-year-old couple, we're more excited about what we're going to watch the rest of our life than we've ever seen. Thank you for joining with us.
Promise to set you free. You made a vow to your mother that you'd give your life to your father, the one who helped you see.
I think we've forgotten about what God wants us to do as Christians.
Restoring Biblical Principles, tomorrow on Life Today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.